ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble question. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question. And that question is about the meaning of Islamic unity. Some people might say that, you know, Islamic unity, a lot of people are against Islamic unity, right? And, you know, the objection they bring up to this is this, that, you know, when we, you know, become friendly with other madhahib, right? Every person believes that his own madhab, his own faith, his own sect, the Islamic sect he's following is right, right? And it's, you know, he believes that the other ones are incorrect, right? Unless, you know, he believes in pluralism in religious matters, you know, which is, you know, most likely not the case. You know, he says that, this is, you know, my faith is correct, the faiths of other peoples are incorrect, right? When such a person, right, if we ask him to be friendly with, you know, other, you know, faith, with people of other faiths and unite with them, right? You know, in harmony with them, right? You know, so in essence, we're asking him to call into question his own beliefs, right? And say, and, you know, and to, you know, believe that matters of faith are relative, and, you know, the other person, you know, following the other faith, you know, he could also achieve salvation. And this is impossible, right? You know, based on his belief that, you know, his own faith is correct, right? So Islamic unity is an ideal. It's beautiful, right? But practically speaking, it's not something that, you know, any Muslim with a strong opinion of his own faith could actually achieve without somehow, you know, weakening his faith, right? So this is an objection that some people mention, right? So in response to this, we can say that when we say that Muslims should unite and Islamic unity is good, we don't want to say that, you know, people should call into question, you know, their own faith and, adhere to the belief that people of other madhahib or even other religions, right, they could go to achieve salvation, you know, and so on and so forth. What we want to say is that, people within Islamic fold, we shouldn't, instead of attacking one another violently and killing one another, we should work together, and come together and unite upon the things we all agree upon and we all agree are correct. Like, for example, the Quran, the prophethood of the Prophet, very basic jurisprudential matters that all of us, we agree on, and regarding the differences and distinctions that we have, we should come sit together and come together and, you know, try to reach a definitive conclusion upon who's on the truth and who's not, right? This is what Islamic unity means. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at Islamic unity. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Hayyu, Ya